Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. My honest privilege and blessing, amen, to be with you here tonight on this radio airwave. I'm telling you, God is doing fantastic things. Let me say that again. God is doing fantastic things. Now, we cannot look at what's going on in the natural too hard. You cannot look at what's going on around you or what's going on in the world and what the news has to say about the condition and state of our world, because as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our world is different. Mm-hmm. We live, and God has designed it so, that we should live in the supernatural. Uh-huh. That's what he meant when he said that we should walk in the spirit. Amen. Walk in who you are, spiritual beings, mm-hmm, in an earth suit. I heard a preacher use that analogy one day on a television program. He said, you are a spiritual being in an earth suit. Mm-hmm. And then there was a mother years ago when I lived in New York who always said, wear this world as loose as a garment, meaning you're in this world, but you're not of it. Uh-huh. You're in this world. You have been deposited here for such a time as this, but this world is not to be attached to you. Don't let it get in you. My God. Listen, when you put clothes on, hallelujah, your clothes don't grow into your skin and become part of your being. Now, I'm trying to be careful as I go through here, because a lot of us, God, please help me, have unfortunately allowed the world to get in us under their boats. And the Lord specifically told us, get out from among them and be separated. He said, don't be conformed, don't be shaped by, don't allow this world to dictate to you how you should live. Don't let the world get in you, because you have been deposited in the world to make a difference. You are the son of the earth. He said it a couple times. Come on here, kids. You are the servant of the earth. You're here to make a definitive difference. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful that even as you're in this world, you don't allow the things of the world to poison and contaminate your spirit. You can be in the church and still become contaminated if you are not abiding in Christ and he's abiding in you. What does it mean? It means it's a lifestyle for you to walk in the spirit. Amen. There's a song that Donald Lawrence wrote that says, let me be spiritual. Now we have to be careful with that word too, because what is a spiritual? Y'all don't want to have no church. Glory to God. Warlocks and sorcerers and diviners and tarot card readers and a crystal ball readers and saints and things. Very spiritual. But when he was, when a man wrote the song, he said, let me live in the spirit of God. In the Holy Ghost. Oh, and be alive to Christ so I can be a living epistle. That's what it means. Yeah, God wants us to show forth his glory. And we cannot do that without the light of Christ. Y'all with me tonight? Hallelujah. I said, you can't do that without the light. Without the light of Christ, you got to shine something. Come on up in here. Help! There's artificial. Come on here. There's makeshift. When your power's out or you out camping, they have what they call the artificial light source. Oh, we don't have that in Christ. We have the light that lasts. Hallelujah. And the Lord admonishes us, let your light so shine. That men may see your good works. You can't do no good works without the light of Christ. Hallelujah.
I said, you can't do nothing good at all without Jesus, without the power of the Holy Ghost working in and through you. Come on here. Thank you, Lord. We need the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. We need the Word of God. That's why we have to be dead to this world. Hallelujah. So that Christ, his resurrection power, is made more abundant in us. That light will shine so bright. You'll stick out like a sore thumb everywhere you go. Unless you have kingdom brothers and sisters shining in the same place with you. Amen. We should be able, and it's happening, to walk out in the street or go to different places, and you can be in the midst of all hell breaking loose. And your brother and sister in Christ will know who you are. By the truth. Come on, baby. They'll know exactly who you are and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are connected one to another. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. That's how the song goes. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. Yes, Holy Ghost, we go in there too. Uh-huh. And they will know that we are Christians by our love. By our love, they'll know that we are Christians. Is by our love. Now see, I like that part. We used to sing this in Lutheran school when I was a little girl. We're going to get into the word real quick. But I want to share this as the Spirit of the Lord is leading me. When we used to sing that song, I really loved that as a little girl. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored, meaning something happened whereby we lost the spirit of unity. Mm-hmm. But now, because of Christ coming on in and grafting us into his body and restored our relationship with God through his blood, we can one day be restored. Now, please help me to understand something, Father, because when we say unity, we have a tendency to think that Kitty and everything can creep up in the holy place. Lord, I'm trying to listen. Jesus Christ, Sister Paige, why are you yelling? Because I want a full hound to hear. I want the atmosphere to be shaken with the truth of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I wish you slap yourself on your shoulder and say, it's a package deal, honey. It's a package deal. Because I heard this debate before. Well, isn't there more than one way? All right. If you want to play that card, we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Sister Paige, love you. But we got to talk about this. Amen. 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 Yeah. Yeah. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So you may say, well, I found another way to find peace, or I found another way to get my healing. I changed my diet and I took these herbs or whatever it is. Okay, that's a way. But don't you have the truth? God, please help me tonight. How? And don't you have eternal life, resurrection power, the life of Christ and of God living in you? You're not going to have one without the other and get in. That's what I need you to know tonight. It's sick hole. Some of you may say, well, I know the scripture. Okay, you know the truth. You can quote it to Jesus, but are you walking in his way? The straight and narrow. Hallelujah. Do you have the life of Christ inside you? The devil know the word. Come on here. And shall we talk about the life real quick? You ain't got no real life without Christ. You don't. You may be breathing. That's wonderful. And that ain't your breath. I just need you to know that. Hallelujah. You don't have no breath to breathe without God. Hallelujah. Come on in Jesus' name tonight. Amen. So we want to be clear about who we are, whose we are, and where God is taking us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn with me to Ephesians 2. Praise God. And we're going to start off at verse 8. And we're going to skip on down through Ephesians 2. We're going to read a couple verses starting at verse 8. And then we're going to skip over to Romans 5. We got some skipping to do, so let's go on and get cracking. All right? Hallelujah. Ephesians 2. Let's start at verse 4. How about we do that? Let's start at verse 4. Amen. We're going to go to Ephesians 2, verse 4, and then we're going to go to Romans 5, and we're going to move from there to one more scripture. The Lord bless us with timing tonight. All right, let's go. Ephesians 2, starting at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, thank you, sir, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, my God, had quickened us together with Christ. While we were in sin. Are y'all hearing this tonight? Okay, let's make it clear. While you were out there smoking blunts and boogie-yoogie and shacking, how about that both sides? Yeah, when you were out there, you know, doing things you shouldn't have done and with multiple partners, y'all don't want to have no talk. Yeah, addicted to drugs and crack or whatever it is. Yeah, dealing with all types of illness of your soul. While you were doing that, God already had the quickening plan together. He already quickened us together with Christ. And look at and what Paul said. He said, by grace you're saved. You didn't just walk up in here and you look so pretty. And God said, don't look at my wonderful creation. No, it's by grace. God's unmerited favor and blessing burst out of love and compassion and mercy. The Bible says he's rich in mercy. God, please help us to learn to be merciful to one another, because you said you would have mercy upon those who so badly. Glory to God, like father, like child. Amen. Merciful he is. Uh-huh. Not only did he quicken us together with Christ, but he raised us up together. Mm-hmm. And when you came up with resurrection power, that's inside of you, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have a seat from on high. Y'all don't hear me? We look up all the time. And shake up of all sides. And the Bible does say, look up because your redemption draws nigh. But when you're in the spirit, when you're praying and fasting and warring and interceding, God will show you your seat up in the heavenly realm with Christ, where you look down and see what's going on in the Holy Ghost and war effectively by the power of those weapons that are not carnal, the mighty through God, yeah, to the pulling down of strongholds. You have a royal seat with Christ. What does that mean? Power and authority. Mm-hmm. And in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He had a plan to teach us about his grace through what Christ did. His life, his walk, his death, come on, his resurrection, and his interceding for us even on today. Hallelujah. And his return for his children. Hallelujah. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. You ain't do nothing to get it, lest any man should boast. Now let's go to Romans 5. We got a little appetizer there, about grace. Hey, hey, glory to God. Now let's look at Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense, meaning Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace, that's us that receive Christ, and of the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life by one. Who knows? That's Jesus Christ, yeah. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, because of Adam, Shando, the first Adam, yeah, in the garden, we were born into sin, brought into the world under a curse. Yeah, all the world was affected by that offense. Judgment came upon all of us, born in sin, shaping in iniquity, right? All right. Now look at this. Even so, by the righteousness of one, oh Jesus, the free gift, grace, came upon all men unto justification of life. Because, hallelujah, God looks at us when we receive him. Come on here. Hallelujah. As though we knew it. I wish somebody was shouting. My God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Look at 19. For as by one man's disobedience, look what one man caused. Come on here. We'll talk about Eve another time. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. We talk about both. That's why the Bible says that God so loved his world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. For by the obedience of one man, yes, shall many be made righteous. Not even the Lord empty.
God's word is in my heart.
God had a plan all along. He knew that the blood of heavens and bulls and goats and turtle doves and things, Calvary, God, thank you, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Somebody ought to scream out, thank God for Jesus. Go through it. But look at what he sealed for you. Look at what he did for you. Look at what he did for your family. God has mercy. By grace. Now let's go to 6. Romans 6 and 1. Now we have this precious gift of grace. Come on, Holy Ghost, and break this down for us. We got to be able to chew this thoroughly and digest it so we don't get things twisted up about your grace. What shall we say then? After we have examined all the wonderful riches and treasures that we have been afforded through grace, that all the hell I've been saved from a life of sin and damnation here on earth. I've been freed from condemnation, whereby if the enemy tries to remind me of my past, God already told me by his grace, baby, you ain't got to worry about it. I done tossed that mess as far as the east from the west. This is a seal of forgiveness, and not only that, I gave you a new name, a new garment, a new walk, a new talk. Come on over here. And I put gifts inside of you. Worthy by Holy Ghost, yes. I put treasure in your earth, and that's what you get into my grace, baby. Hallelujah. Oh, I've called you with a holy cause. By my grace, I've set you in the earth, yeah. Is it the time? Is this to represent me? Lord, let's come to the Yoba Mosiah. And even though you may not have an earthly family like you might like, come on here, somebody. I made you a priest and king, queen too. If another time you that, come on up in here, spirit of grace. Hallelujah. And you have power in the Holy Ghost. There's a grace to you. Yeah. Let me in Jesus' name, to win souls and snatch them out of the kingdom of darkness, so they can be ushered into my kingdom. Yeah, that's what my grace did. That's what my grace. Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. That one free gift gave us more than a 401k could ever give us for 20 eternities. My God, Jesus. Thank you tonight for your grace. I'm trying to get to the text, Lord Jesus, to the subject matter. But if it misses, I got to look back at my own life. If it happened, oh Jesus, for your grace, Lord have mercy. Y'all need to tell somebody. Maybe you ashamed, but I'm not. Lord, suicide would have been victorious a long time ago. Lord Jesus, the doctor would have been and call my family up to say you better make preparation. Jesus, thank God for your grace. Wow. I would have lost it a long time, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times for your grace. Oh, you don't have to do nothing for me. For us. But you did. Yeah, that's love, yeah. And all you want in return is love back. Love and obedience. Love will make you obey. Jesus said that, didn't he? If you love me, then keep my commandments. Yeah. So with grace, we haven't only been saved from hell. There's more than that. And thank God for that. Hallelujah. Well, so after we've determined all of these things, Paul is asking the Romans, so what do we say then, after we've done a discourse on what grace has done for us? Shall we continue to sin just because grace will wipe the slate clean? Well, God, you know, God is gracious, so he'll just forgive me. I've been justified. So I can take a little sip. It won't mean nothing. I need a real church tonight. I need a real praying church tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, it can. God knows my heart, so I even though I premeditated and planned this, I'm going to call him on the phone anyway because, you know, he's a Christian and I'm a Christian too. Talk to the Holy Ghost. It ain't going to hurt nobody. God, she on my side. Oh, I was going to love it. Just a little bit. Let's go to the scratch horse, Holy Ghost. All right. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sitting if I play the lotto or scratch off card. But God knows if I win, I'm going to give it all to the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue in lust? Let's break the sin now. Is that all right? Shall we continue in envy and hatred and bitterness and unforgiveness and gossiping and Messiah and ill wishes? Right, Messiah. Wishes evil on people. Shall we continue with sin because we know that grace is abounded? God forbid. What did he mean when he said that? Of course not. Continue the page. No, we can't add none to the word. But in the vernacular term, are you nuts? Why would you continue to sin after God? How? After he freed you, why should I be bound with a son that made me free? Why should I play patty cake with that nasty devil who wanted me dead and still wants to destroy me? Oh, when God has given me a way of escape to live a life more abundant than him. Oh, no. No, we shouldn't continue to sin. How shall we? Come on, you're messing up the contract. Come on up in here. How shall we, covenant children, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Now, we can just close with that. If you're dead to sin, not seek or both shine, help us to die to our flesh daily for real peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your presence, Holy Ghost. Oh, if you're dead to a thing, why would you go back to it? Lord, yeah. You're not a dog, are you? Return it to your own vomit. It's vomit. Banana says, what? Why would you go back and be entangled with a young God? Jesus loved you. No, baby. No. He's given us power. But we got to be dead first. That's the problem, beloved. That's the problem. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight about. The grace gimmick. Yeah! We're living in the dispensation of grace. And we have been for quite a while. Amen? We're under grace. Yeah. But that does not give you license to play with God. It doesn't give you license to misrepresent him on purpose. There are a lot of people that play church, you know that. And we're not judging. We just say, if you're not do better or you will get a beating. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That's the deal. We have power in Jesus Christ. He's given us victory over sin. You live any longer in sin when you've been dead to it. Some of y'all still alive and kicking, that's the problem. Some of us are alive and kicking, flesh wild and out, going crazy to the 10th degree. Yeah, we're not dead to sin because our flesh is still in control. And so when we need to fast, I'm on medicine. We make excuses, see? We make excuses. All right. You know you should be reading your word. The has and the have not makes priority. Come on, I'm in here. I got the dust. Dust if you must. Put some time aside to get it together with Jesus.
No, ye not that so many of us ever baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. You didn't just go down in the water to get wet and have a baptismal party and then look cute. There's a lot of teaching going on in this world about grace. And the impression that we get a lot of times that it's okay. If you fall 1,000 times, it's okay. But the word says that a righteous man falls 7 times. But at some point, you got to get every time the Bible that we crucify the Son of Man of flesh. Now we don't hear that. You don't hear that crying aloud and spitting out about that. It's all God understands. You know what the Thanksgiving does? It makes it like we serve a God that doesn't have a Sabbath. and a God that won't chastise, and a God who won't judge, a God who is not very serious about his holiness. We cannot dilute this gospel. There's more to the gospel than Jesus living among us, born of a virgin, Mary, he lived and died and suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead and buried on the sword, then he rose again. It's more to it than that. He gave us power to be victorious over sin. We got to draw in to take advantage of grace the right way. Meaning, if that's your meal ticket to have a victorious life, show God that you appreciate that grace and let him know today, Father, I have not been giving you my best. I have not been spending time with you like I should. I have not been seeking you. I have not been where I need to be in your word. I have not been in seeking your face in prayer. I haven't been in church like I should. I haven't been fellowshipping with the saints like I should, connecting with the right people, places, and things. I don't want to take your grace for granted. I want to be able to appropriate the grace for real, so that the world can know who you really are through my life. Father, in Jesus' name, will you do that for us tonight? Will you do that? Will you impart to us the anointing of grace? Hallelujah. That we will not misrepresent your grace, and that we will not give a false image or representation of your grace, but that you would use our lives and lifelines to pull sinners out of sin, to snatch those who you need, those who you've called, those who you ordained for this hour at a full speed. Bless us and keep us, we pray, walking in your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, my time is gone. But when you get a minute, would you do that? Would you read Ephesians 2, Romans 5, and Romans 6, and just let God work that grace in your belly? Come on here. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do some great things in your life. I pray that you've been encouraged by tonight's message. And if it be the Lord's will, I'll see you next week right here, Wednesday evening at 6:30. And we're going to be talking about love all over again. I love you. God bless.